Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Hoido, Halacha Vav, a little bit before paragraph Chof Ches. This shiur is going to be on the topic of Chanukah, and we're continuing within the framework of the regular Likutei Halachos shiurim. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Shom Razal, Shechozar Yaakov al Pachim Ktanim. Based on what we've learned till now, how Rav Nosson Zal was explaining chapter Chof Dalet in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, this ties into what the Torah tells us, that Yaakov Avinu went back, he went across the river to go retrieve the small vials that he had left behind. Ve'isa, and it's brought, Shehem Bechinas Nitzutzois Ktanim Sherotzo Lahagbia Ulavare Roisam Gamkein. It's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus that these small vials are marames. They hint to the fact that Yaakov Avinu was trying to retrieve sparks of Kedusha, of small people, the little people in quotes, that he was looking to elevate and to sort out from the Sitra Achra, to extract from the Sitra Achra. Hainu Kanal, this goes back to what we learned earlier, She'ikr hasogas oyer hanal, Hualidei Bechinas Miyemar, Alidei Shemavarin Nitzutzois, Mehechle Atmurois Kanal. That in order for a Jew to be Zeche to achieve the incredible high bright light that we spoke about, which is called the Tisho Hecholin, you know, the light of the crown of Hashem, extraordinary, a light that's above Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, a person has to start from the bottom. And the bottom is the birur, the sorting out, extracting the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen into the hands of the Sitra Achra, taking them out of there and elevating them and bringing them into the framework of the Kedusha on the ground level, on the Malchus, and then working our way up from there. Paragraph Chof Ches. Gam Iso, it's also brought, Shepach Merames al Pach HaShemen, that these vials that Yaakov Avinu went back to retrieve are also marames for the vial of oil that they found in the Beis Hamikdash after the Greeks had defiled the entire Beis Hamikdash and all the oil in it and everything. The Jews were zecher to find one vial of oil that still had the seal of the Kohen Gadol on it. Bechinas vayitzoik shemen al roisho, as the pasuk says, he smeared oil on top of it. Shehu bechinas tzapachas hashemen loy sechsar. This is also a remez to the oil in the miracle that Elisha Navi performed for the woman who didn't have anything. She was so poor, she had nothing, and he said, "Do you have anything in the house?" She said, "Yeah, I have a little bit of oil." He said, "Good, borrow all the vessels from all your friends, everything you can get hold of, and start pouring." And she poured the oil, and as long as there were vessels, it just kept pouring and pouring and pouring. And from that, she became a wealthy woman. She was able to pay back all her creditors, etc. So that the oil there is a remez of bracha, of shefa, that just keep pour. It'll keep running. You know, you'll never run out of funds, that kind of thing. Bechinas shemen amishcha shohoyo boi bracha. This is also a remez to the shemen amishcha during the time of the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash, which was also a symbol of blessing. Kimimenu nimshechu kohanim umalochim uklei shoris. Because all the kohanim and the kings, the Jewish kings, and the actual kalim of the Beis Hamikdash were anointed with this oil, this holy oil, which was called shemen hamishcha. V'chuloi kayim losid lovoi, and it also remains for the future. Ki kol ze b'chinas shemen shel ner Chanukah hanal, because this is all tied into the oil of Chanukah, which we mentioned before. Shehoyo hanes nifla idei b'chinas zois, whereby the wondrous miracle of Chanukah took place through this concept. Shedolak shemen mu'ot shmoina yomim, that a small little bit of oil was able to burn for 8 days. Ki hoya boy b'chinas brocha hanal, because it had this blessing that we're discussing here. Shebishvil ze torach Yaakovos lahamshech al Yisrael b'chinas birchas Hashem hanal shu birchas haseichel. Because, and this is the concept where Yaakov Avinu extended himself and he went far out, he put himself out on a limb to retrieve, to rescue these pachim tanim. In other words, to be able to draw this brocha and shefa on Klal Yisrael. Those niskane boy hamalach, and the angel of Esav, when he saw this, he got jealous, he got angry, v'hizgare boy, and started fighting with him. Ad she Yaakov bo'itzem koichoi nitzchoi, until Yaakov Avinu, using his great powers, was able to be victorious over the angel. At Shehuchrol Havorchoi, to the point where the angel of Esav was forced to give Yaakov Avinu a bracha. Dahinu Shehu bi'atzmo yishapech lebracha, meaning that the ra, the evil, the sitra achra, was converted to a blessing. A blessing came forth from there. They were able to draw the kedusha, the good, from the sitra achra. Bechinas simcha kanal. This is the simcha that we discussed earlier. Ad sheheir oyer hanal, until they were able to turn on the great light that we mentioned. Shehu bechinas oyer hagonas, which is that hidden light of the tisha hecholin. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Choftes, v'zeh bechinas ma shekosev bekavonas Chanukah, and with this we can understand what's written in the writings of the Arizal, where he explains Chanukah, l'chavein b'chol laila shem ekye pa'omim ekye sho'ila emes. The Arizal says that on each night of Chanukah, one of the things that a Jew should do is to have in mind this combination of names of Hashem, ekye, asher ekye, the name Ekye, Aleph He, Yud He, times Ekye, Aleph He, Yud He, 21 times 21 equals 441, which is the word Emes. Ula Oirer, Bechol Laila, Mido Achas, Mi Yud Gimel Mechilin Derachni, and the Arizal says that a Jew has to try each one of the 8 nights of Chanukah when he lights his Chanukah licht to activate one of Hashem's 13 attributes of kindness, starting from Kael is number 1, Rachum is 2, Vechanun is 3, Erech is 4, Apayim is 5, Verav Chesed is 6, The Emes is number 7, and on the 8th night, the Arizal says, the person is supposed to have in mind the rest. Noitzer Chesed La'alofim, Nasiyovim Feshav Atov Anakei. The first letters of Noitzer Chesed La'alofim are the same as the first letters of Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. The Arizal has major, major discussions showing how on these nights of Chanukah we're able to draw from Hashem's 13 attributes of kindness. So each and every single night we try to activate one of the 13 midos of kindness, ad until on the 8th night we say we have Noitzar, which is the same letters as the word Rotzoin, Reish Tzadik Vav Nun, which refers to, you know, again, the highest level of kindness of Hashem. Sheshom kolu ad venake. On the 8th night, it flows from Noitzar to venake, you know, the remaining 6 midos. Just like you have the breakdown of Yaakov and Yosef, Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in chapter 1 in Likutei Moran, that Yaakov and Yosef kechodoch shivi, it's brought, that Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik were like one. The Torah shows us how many events that took place in the life of Yaakov Avinu also took place in the life of Yosef HaTzadik. So it's brought that Yaakov, the word Yaakov, equals 7 times 26. Exactly. 7 times 26 equals 182, which is Yaakov. Yosef is 6 times 26. 7 plus 6 is 13. Yaakov and Yosef symbolize the 13 attributes of kindness together. 13 times 26. Which, by the way, is bigimatria, the word lachash. The Arizal speaks about tefillah belachash, that Shmon Esrei, the holiest tefillah of all, Shmon Esrei, where we enter into the throne room of Hashem, that's where we're extremely, extremely close to Hashem. That's why that tefillah said belachash, in silence. The word lachash is bigimatria 13 times 26, 13 times yud kei vav kei, to arouse the 13 attributes of kindness. And the Arizal explains that on each one of the nights of Chanukah, a person is supposed to think of Hashem's name Ekye in a different combination. And the Arizal discusses the different combinations. Sheklalusam, of which the basic combinations of Ekye are Heim Gimel Ekye. There are 3 forms of Ekye, basically. Beyudin, one form is where the Heys are spelled Hey Yud. It's spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. He is He Yud. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. And the He is He Yud. That's one of the combinations. The next one is Behein, where the He's are spelled He He. So it's Aleph Lamed Pei, Hey Hey, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Hey. And the third combination is Bealfin, where it's spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, Hey Aleph, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph. Ayin Shom, look in the Sefer Pri Etz Chaim and the other places where the Arizal discusses this. Hainu, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring this down for us into the world of Chassidus. Ki ikar klal hakavono hu lahamshich bechinas simchas hamitzvah mei olam haba olam hazeh. The main thing that we're really trying to do in the mitzvah is to draw from the simcha of the future. Remember we spoke about this earlier, where, when there's going to be a final gola, the simcha of olam haba, to draw that into olam hazeh. Shezeh ho ikar, that's the most important thing. Shenezgaber liskor b'choleis hatachlis olam haba, she'oz lo yishor min ha'odom v'loy min tavois avavolo v'kaspo izovoy shum dovor, kiim nekudas hamitzvoy shezoch olasagel b'chayo. That a Jew is always supposed to try to think of the future of olam haba, at which time nothing is going to be left to the person. All the steaks and the scrambled eggs and everything that they ate and drank and all the taivois and all the gashmias, all the money and everything is going to disappear. None of that is going to have any, the person's not going to have any contact with that anymore whatsoever. The only thing that's going to remain is going to be the mitzvahs that the person was zeche to accomplish during their life. V'alkein kishebo la'asos eze mitzvah tzorech lezgaber la'asoso besimcha atzumo adein soif. And it's for this reason that when a Jew is zeche to get up the energy to perform a mitzvah, he's got to do it with incredible simcha, mamish infinite simcha. Ki rak ze chiyusoi v'kiyumo ilo netzach. Because this is the only thing that's going to remain with him forever. Forever, forever, forever. People say, I'm so attached to my car. I can't, there's nothing. I don't care how attached you are to your car, man. There's going to come a time when you and your car are going to be far apart. You ain't going to have no contact whatsoever with your car, with your house, with your bank account, with your alligator shoes, with, you know, with whatever ever things you got connected to in this world. The only thing that remains permanently attached to you is your mitzvahs. That you're going to take with you forever and ever and ever. V'afilu imosa ma she'oso. And even if a person knows that he's done a lot of terrible things in his life, v'achshov ma'aseim o'ma she'nase, and even right now he's going through a lot, he's still doing a lot of wrong things, afal pikein yismach be'yoser. That person has to be the happiest person when he gets to do a mitzvah. Why? Ki adaraba, just the opposite, meaning your Yetzirah is going to want to tell you, big deal, you did a mitzvah, you got so many averas, so you got something. No, the logic is, Rav Nosson Zal gives us the opposite logic, just the opposite. Because I'm so bad, and because I've done so many averas in the past, and I'm still doing averas, hu tzorech l'smayach b'yoyser, shehu gam hu b'oitzem shiflusoy u'griyusoy zoyche l'asos mitzvah. Such a person has to be especially happy that despite all the bad things, look at this, I'm getting to do a $1 billion mitzvah. I'm getting to put on tzitzis. I'm getting to put on tefillin, to give tzedakah. Shezehu bechinas sosein v'simcho yasigu v'nosu yogain v'anocha. This is something that Rabbi Nezal touches on in chapter on Likutei Moran, and Rabbi Nezal talks about it a lot in Likutei Halachos. That when a person achieves simcha, very often the yogain v'anocha tries to sneak away. The depression and the bad feelings that the person has tries to sneak away. And Rabbi Nezal says, when you see them sneaking away, grab him by the collar and pull him into the rikud. Pull him into the simcha. Don't you go away. You're part of my simcha. Looking at my bills, my phone bills and my mortgage bills and all the different, my tax bills and everything, which these things get me depressed and sad. No, they don't get me. Now, when I do a mitzvah, I want to look at all of those bills and say, despite all the problems that I have, look at this. I'm the richest person in the world that I'm putting on tzitzis. I'm putting on a talis. I'm putting on tefillin. Shechoitfin hayogoin vanocha. We grab those things that would get us down, you know, depressed and sad, and we pull them into, we make them part of the simcha. Kanal, ukama shekosu mizeh behilchas peri verivya halacha dalat ayin shom. As Rav Nosson Zal discusses in Evan Ezer and Hilchas peri verivya over there. V'chol zeh mamshich natoy de mitzvahs hadlokas ner Chanukah. And all of this a Jew is able to accomplish and draw at the time that he's lighting Hanukkah candles. Shehu lahamshich kedushas hasimcha shel Shabbos l'sheishes miachol. This is also tied into the concept of drawing the holiness and the joy of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. As Rabbi Nizal discusses in the second chapter, in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ayin Sham, look over there. Now, how is a Jew zoicha to this? If the person is really honest. Shehu bechinas Yaakov, which is the midah of Yaakov Avinu, titein emes liyaakov. Shehu etzem hasimcha shebelev kanal. And that's the real essence of the happiness that's in the person's heart. Why? Ki lefina kudas ho emes shebelev bevadai roi loy lesmoyach ma'oid b'shas asiyas eze mitzvah. Because based on that pure drop of truth that every single Jew has somewhere in his heart, that nekuda toiv of emes, that has to inspire him and motivate him to be incredibly happy when he gets to do a mitzvah. Ki ho emes shebelev yoidea sheba yishor lotom shum dovor kiim nekuda sa mitzvah kanal. Because that drop of truth that exists deep inside every single Jewish heart knows very, very well that the only thing that's permanent in life is going to be the mitzvahs that the person is zeicher to do. V'ze bechinas shem ekya. And this is tied into Hashem's name ekya. Bechinas ekya. Pa'amim ekya sho'ila emes. Regarding the kavona that the Arizal says, to have in mind this name ekya shereki, which is begimatri emes. Why? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki ekya bechinas keser. Shehu bechinas koyach hamesader v'meyashev v'samrichin. K'may shekoso shom al posuk ve'eheye imcho v'avorecheko. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, we know from Sifrei Kabbalah that Hashem's name Ekya is the name that's associated with the crown of Hashem. And we're learning, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in chapter Chav Dalet in Likutei Moran, where he makes reference to this posuk, vo'eheye imcho v'avorecheko, that the source of bracha comes from the keser. The origin of bracha comes from the keser, which is ekya. Now this ekya also is that fence. We said the keser is the fence, which is the koyach hamesader v'meyashiv of the moichim. V'shom mekoyer hasimcha. And that's also the source of joy. Bechinas v'simchas oilam al roisham. As Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Likutei Moran, that the joy is al haroish, on the head, on top of the head. On top of the head is the crown. V'shom shoyresh bechinas oyer hashemen, bechinas shemen amishcha, shu bechinas keser, bechinas nezer elekov al roishoy. And that's also the source from which that holy oil comes from, the oil which represents moichin, shemen amishcha. As the pasuk says, nezer elekov al roishoy, he has the crown of Hashem upon his head. That's that holy oil that they anointed the kohanim with. Shemimenu nimshochim kol oirois hashmanim kanal, from which all the light that comes from oil in the world draws from there. Shezeo bechinas oiroi shel Moshiach, and this is also the concept of the light of Moshiach. Shenikra al shem shenimshach b'shemen amishcha. Note, the word Moshiach means anointed, the anointed one. His light comes from the fact that he is also anointed with this holy oil. Ki machmas shehu yizkalo ze betachlis hashleimus yoser meyakoil al kei nikro b'shem Moshiach, al shem shemen amishcha. Because of the fact that Moshiach will be zeicha to everything that was discussed in that chapter on Likutei Moran about shleimus hasimcha and everything, more so than all the other tzaddikim, that's why he's called Moshiach, because of that shemen amishcha. V'hu simchas Yisrael, and he is the ultimate joy of Klal Yisrael. Shemeir behelam b'Yisrael, which shines in a hidden form in Klal Yisrael. Gamato, even nowadays, even during our times, alidei gdoilei hatzadikim. The Moshiach shines his light to us now, even while we're in Golos, through the great tzaddikim that are with us, lahachnis bonu nekuda soemes, to shine into us this spark of truth, shenizke lesmoyach basias hamitzvah is gamata b'imek hagolus, that we should be able to rejoice in the mitzvahs that we're doing even during Gola, even the Golos that we're in. Shirak ze hi kiyumenu v'chiyusenu. This is the only thing that keeps us going. This is our life. ומשום ממשיכים אור נר שמן של חנוכה שנעשה ידי הכהן גדול שנמשך בשמן המשחת. And that's also the source from which we draw the light of the oil of Chanukah, which came about through the Kohen Gadol, who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Now Rav Nosson Zal anticipates a question you might have. What are you talking about? The miracle of Chanukah was during the second Beis HaMikdash. During the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shemen HaMishcha. So Rav Nosson says here, Ki af al pi she'oz bimei bayis sheni kvar nignas Shemen HaMishcha. Even though you might ask, we know that during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Shemen HaMishcha that they used in the first Beis HaMikdash was no longer available. It was hidden. They couldn't find it. Afal Pikein, still, Kol Kedushas HaKohen Gadol Nimshach Misham. We know that the Kohanim Gedolim all stem from Aaron HaKohen. They're all descendants of Aaron HaKohen. And their holiness comes from their heritage. Their holiness comes from their, you know, ancestry. Going back to Aaron HaKohen, Shenimshach Misham, Aaron HaKohen Harosh, who was the first Shenimshach, who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, Shaydezeh Kibel Kiddushosei LeDoyrois. And when Aaron HaKohen was anointed with that Shemen HaMishcha, that's when he drew upon himself this holiness, which extends through the generations, you know, which he passed on to his children. And this is why we say in Tehillim, we ask Hashem, Shlach Orcha Va'amitcha. Hashem, send us your light and your truth. Hema Yanchuni, they will lead me. Yevuni El Har Kodshecha, they will bring me to the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'el Mishkan Oisecha, to your holy residences. Shehu HaBeis HaMikdash, Shehu B'chinas HaTisho HeCholin Anal. We learned earlier that the Beis HaMikdash is the site of these Tisho HeCholin, the nine levels of Kedusha. Va'avoya el mizbech elokim, the pasuk continues, and I will come to Hashem's mizbeach, el keil simchas gili, to the Hashem who is the joy of my heart. Sheyizkeh l'simcha, will be zeichet to simcha. That's the goal. V'chol zeh al yidei shlach urcho v'amitcho. How is this going to come about? By Hashem sending us his light and his truth. Shehu Oyer Hoemes, Shehu Oyerei Shel Moshiach, Kimo Shepirshu Chazal al Posek Zeh, as the Gemara says that this Posek is referring to Moshiach. Moshiach is called this Oyer Chava Mitcha. Shezeo Bechinas Oyer Shemen Shel Chanukah, this is the light of the Chanukah licht. Sheikroi Lohoyer Nekuda So Emes Shebelev. The main reason why we're lighting Chanukah candles is to turn on the light of truth inside of our hearts. Why eight candles? Because the Arizal says that if you look in your Tefillah Shacharit, at the end of Kriya Shema, between Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei, we say the word Emes there exactly eight times. Emes, V'yatzev V'noche, Emes Shatu Rishon V'atu Achron, Emes, the word Emes there is eight times, corresponding to these eight candles of Chanukah, eight levels of Emes. Ad sheyizkeh lahamshich kedushas HaBeis HaMikdash, kedushas HaTishei Cholin, sheshom mekor hasimcha, till the person is zecher to draw upon himself the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash, which is those nine castles, which is the source of all simcha. Bebechinas, v'ovoya el mizbach elokim, el keil simchas gili. I will come to the Beis HaMikdash, to the simcha, I'll come to the center of joy. V'oidcho, and I'll praise you, Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal showing us how in that posuk is contained everything we've spoken about in the chapter on the Likutei Moran and the whole concept of Chanukah. Bechina Soido. V'shem Ekya Hanal Begimel Tzirufim Shekulam Oilem Begimatria Choysam Kiyadua Begsovim. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, the Arizal tells us that these three forms of Ekya that I showed you before, when you spell it Aleph Lamed Pei, Hey Yud, Hey Hey, Hey Hey Aleph, if you add up all three, it's Begimatria, the word Choysam, exactly. Choysam means the seal. Haino Bechinas Choysam Shel Hashemen Shel Chanukah. This is associated with that seal, the Kohen Gadol seal, which was on that vial of oil that they found. Shehoya Choysam B'Choysam Shel Kohen Gadol. Ve'ikar HaChoysam Hu Emes. And we know that whenever we use the word the seal of Hashem is truth, the Gemara says. When Hashem first created the world, He signed and sealed it, front and back. The first words in the Torah, Bereshis Bara Elokim, the last letters are Aleph Mem Tov, Emes. the last letters of creation. When Hashem finished the world, we say it on Friday night, at the end of Vayechulu, Asher Bara Elokim Lasois, the last letters are Aleph Mem Tov Emes. Hashem began the world. These are the two pillars, the two poles, and the two seals, Hashem's seal, front and back, of Emes. Ki Emes Bechinas Ekye Poamim Ekye Kanal, because as we said earlier, the word Emes is the result of multiplying Ekye by Ekye, Ekye times Ekye. Why? Ki Ekye Bechinas Keser, because Ekye is the name of Hashem related to the Keser, Bechinas HaMesadam HaYashiv, Bechinas HaPris of Amakiv, that curtain that holds back the Moichin from being blown to smithereens, you know, from totally getting blown out. Shezeo Bechinas Choysam, that's also the concept of a seal, when somebody locks something to contain it, to hold it in. Shechoysem Biad HaMoichin, he's sealing, locking up the Moichin, Uma'akvam, and holding them in, Sheyamtinu Ad Sheyisyashu, that they should wait, they should be patient until the person thinks it over clear. You know, a person shouldn't jump ahead to make decisions, you know, until he first thinks things through completely. That's how a person is zoche to get to the greatest, you know, understanding of Hashem. The ikar klal kol ha-hasogois hu emes. Now, these words here are very important. Listen to this, because Rav Nosson Zal discusses this in a few places in the Kutei Halachos. Ikar klal kol ha-hasogois. If we want to sum up, if we want to say what is a composite of all aspects of understanding of Hashem, of all aspects of Das, you know what it is? It's called Emes, truth. The word Emes, the Aleph is the beginning of the Aleph Beis, the Tov is the end of the Aleph Beis, the Em is the middle of the Aleph Beis, to show us that this is everything, the totality of all Seichel, Das, Yiddishkeit, Torah, is Emes. That's what it is. That word emes covers it all, includes it all. Ukamei shekosvu gam kol chachmei hamechakrim, as we find the philosophers and the scientists even admit, sheikar hachochma hu emes, that the essence of knowledge is truth. Truth, you know, what they're searching for in all their knowledge, in all the different sciences and everything, is to discover the truth. The truth about what? The truth about everything. Bifrat, especially when we're talking about spirituality, when we're talking about Hashem, when we're talking about Yiddishkeit, what we're really looking for is truth. The truth about what? The truth about everything. The truth about why the world was created. The truth about me. What am I truly? What am I? What am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? You understand? That's what we're really searching for. That's the Hashem. Emes is one of the names of Hashem, and Emes is the Torah, and Emes is Yiddishkeit. The ikar klal ha-sogo shel kol echod hu bechinas tachlis ha-yediyah doloi neida. And we know that it's brought in Sforim that the highest level of understanding that a person achieves is to realize that he doesn't know, to achieve a true realization of how much he doesn't know. Rak lahamshech al atzmoi emuna. And therefore, because I can't understand Hashem completely, because I can't understand everything, therefore, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to believe. I'm trying to get to new and new levels of faith in what I can't understand fully. So what? I don't have to understand. I believe anyway. Shehu bechinas emes. Emuna is synonymous with emes. The pasuk says, emes ve'emuna chayk v'lo yavur. How? Al yedei sheroyin hasogas hatzadikim. By seeing the incredible high levels of understanding that the tzaddikim have achieved, shaydezeh nischaze ko emes v'emuna b'leiv kol echad miYisrael. That's what gives us encouragement. All of us regular Jews, when we see the incredible heights that the tzaddikim have achieved in understanding the Torah, in understanding Hashem, that gives us incredible chizuk for our emuna and our emes. Mi shemei simli boy el devrehem be'emes. A person who looks into, who delves into the words of the tzaddikim with sincerity, with real sincerity, and he sees the incredible depth of their words and, you know, the awesome revelations that they've given us about Hashem, about Yiddishkeit, about the Torah, that gives you the greatest chizuk of emuna and emes in Hashem. That even if we can't understand everything these tzaddikim understand, still, by getting a glimpse of their greatness, that gives us tremendous chizuk for our emuna and emes. Somebody mentioned to me recently he was starting Likut Imran again, and he did the Hagdama of Likut Imran, the introduction to Likut Imran. And he said in the introduction, Rav Nosson Zal repeats himself three times in three different places in the introduction, emphasizing that anyone who will look into this sefer with sincerity, be'emes, he'll be looking with a real honesty and sincerity, it'll give him everything he needs. It'll give him all the chizik and emes, emun, everything that he needs. That's the point that he's making in these few lines here. Nimtzo she'ikr ho'or b'chinas shemen ha'menoira sheboi nase ha'nes shel Chanukah nimshach al yidei b'chinas ha'choysim shu ha'makev. So therefore, this light of the Chanukah candles, the oil of Chanukah, that this oil with the, which the miracle was performed, where did it draw its holiness from? From the seal of the Kohen Gadol that was upon that vial, from that choysim, that ekia pomim ekia, which is emes. Nimshach adei b'chinas ha-choysim shehu hama'akev, kanal. V'al kein hoyo ha-nes al yidei shoyechosim b'choysim shel Kohen Gadol. And it's for this reason that it was sealed, that vial of oil had this seal of the Kohen Gadol, because this seal represents the three forms of ekia, and ekia is that keser, that ma'ake, that which contains the moichen, that which helps it, that the moichen should have a shlemus, should get to their greatest shlemus. To clarify one point that we made earlier regarding simcha and emes, in the chapter on Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal is emphasizing that the goal is simcha, to be zochet ha'asiyas ha-mitzvah is besimcha, to start this whole cycle by doing a mitzvah with simcha, and by doing that, a person climbs a ladder till he gets mamish to the keser, and to the oyer ein soif, and to the tishei cholin, and what's there? There's total simcha, the simchas oylam al roisham. In this paragraph that we just learned, one of the points that Rav Nosson Zal made is that in order to get to the thing that brings you to simcha is emes. Why? Because to the degree that a person is zoche to know the truth, the real truth, let's say you have people walking around in this world who don't know the truth. They don't know what they're really in this world for. So they're working and making money and doing and running and traveling. And when they buy a new car, they're very happy. When the car breaks, they're very sad. Or when they have a robbery, or when they break a leg, you know, there are things that make them depressed, and there are things that make them happy, and they go back and forth. And even when they're happy, it's a joke. He's happy about the car. Moron, idiot, this car is going to be with you at most, you know, for 5 years, 10 years, big deal. And then what? And then what? It's going to dry up. It's going to go, you know, to the junkyard. So what? This is what you're celebrating about? So, you know, what's there to celebrate? If a person doesn't know the real truth, but if a person does know the emes, that gashmias and taivos and everything is nonsense, all of that's going to fade away, and the only thing that's really, really going to stay with me is the mitzvahs and maisim toivim, that person has the ability to do a mitzvah with unbelievable simcha, because he knows the real, his emes, that nekud of emes shebeliboy, that gives him the clarity, that he looks at the world differently than other people. He sees this guy smiling because he just had a delicious cup of beer. He knows the guy's a moron, he's a monkey. That's what the smile, you know, that's what to say. That's nonsense. That's shtuyot. That's here today, gone tomorrow. He sees a guy who won a lottery, 30 million, 300 million. Nonsense. He ain't taking it with him to the grave. And if he's lucky, he'll hold on to it for a certain period of time. If he's lucky, it'll buy him some happiness. In most cases, it doesn't. Most cases, the guy ends up with more problems, you know, more money, marben chasam, marbedaiga, etc. But if he knows the truth, the real truth, and which is the realization that the only thing that really is permanent is mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and that there's an olam haba, etc., that truth can give the person the ability to have unbelievable simcha when he's doing a mitzvah, because the truthful realization of how lucky, how incredibly lucky he is to be doing a mitzvah, this thing that is permanent, that is eternal, and that there isn't enough money in the world to pay for one mitzvah and everything, and that this will never be taken away from me, you know, that's the kesher that Rav Nosson Zalhiyah made between the nekudah of emes and giving the person the ability to maximize his simcha. V'zeh b'chinas ekeh. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains the name ekeh and what role it's playing here. Shehu b'chinas ano zomin lemehevi. The word eheyeh in Hebrew means I will be. Meaning, I'm not yet, I haven't started yet, but I know that I'm gonna be. What am I gonna be? I'm gonna be success, I'm gonna be good, I'm gonna do the right... As Rabbeinu Zal discusses elaborately in chapter 6 in the first half of Likud Imran. Hainu, sheze bechinas hasimcha shebaleiv. This is the joy in a Jew's heart. Shesoif kol soif ano zomen lemehevi. I know that I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be successful. I'm gonna be. There's the Jew. The end for the Jews is going to be good. No matter how much we're suffering, no matter how many bad things are happening, I know that we're gonna be. Everybody else is gonna nothing. They're all gonna disappear. We are going to be. We, the Am Yisrael, and we that are doing mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, we are the ekeh. We are going to be. If I'm a Yid and I'm zecha to be trying to do mitzvahs and I want to do the right thing, I know that something is definitely going to come from me. Something is going to become of me for sure. Ki kol hishavus shel hodam ato bozeh hoylam hakol hevel vorik. Afilu b'chayov, ki yadua lakol. Because the entire existence of a human being in this world is baloney, it's nonsense, it's all stupid, the food and the clothing, all the physical existence in this world is shtuyot. It's here today, gone tomorrow. Makolshkein shemuchrach lomus velo shuv lofor v'yizbal akol. Especially since eventually the guy is going to die and go into the ground and all the other stuff is going to rot, the clothes and the food, all of it's going to disappear. Therefore, that's not called living. That's not called... We can't define eating and sleeping and going to work and making money and a career. We can't define that as living. It's baloney, because all of that is not permanent. But rather, a Jew walks around with this thought, I know that I'm going to exist. I'm going to be. Meaning, shebevadai ani muchon umezumon sheyiyeh mimeni eizeh havayeh lo osed lo netzach. I'm hoping and I'm yearning and I believe that if I put in the proper effort in this world to do the right thing, I am going to be. There's going to be a permanent place where they don't serve steaks and potatoes, all of this garbage, all of this nonsense that's temporary. There it's all permanent, it's all real, and it's all permanent and eternal. And I know, I believe, that I'm going to get to, that's my goal, that's what I'm trying to get to, and I'm working towards it. Ki bevada yishor mimeni oz mashe yishor. Because certainly something is going to remain from me, you know, that's going to be involved over there. Ukamay sheshamati mi piva kodesh zal inyan ze leinyan hischaskus besimcha. Rav Nosson Zal says, as I heard from Rabbeinu Zal's own mouth, where he gave tremendous encouragement about what a yid has to be happy about. This is what a yid has to be happy about. This ekir, that I know that I'm going to be, even if I'm not, even if right now I'm so, right now I'm going through everything, I know that I'm going to be, there is going to be something good that's going to come from me, from all my efforts and from all my thoughts and all my ritzonos. V'chol ha-hashoro hu nekudas ha-mitzvos kanal. And the real thing, what remains from a person, is his mitzvos. V'zeh b'chinas ekya ano zomin l'mehevi, shezeh ikar ha-simcho kanal. This is the true simcha. V'zeh b'chinas mo'onu mechayenu ki ha-kol hevel. Levad haneshama, haynu kanal. This is what we say in the morning, right before we start saying karbonos. What are we? What are our lives? It's all nonsense. The only thing that counts is the neshama. Haynu kanal, she'ein lehodom shum havaya klal. Rak mashiisha mimena nekudas ha-toyer va-mitzvahs kanal. That a human being isn't really considered living in this world. The physical living isn't really what's called living. What's called living is only the Torah and the mitzvahs. Valkein oimrim tekev ha-agach. And that's why right after we say that our lives are nonsense, right after that we say, Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu, how lucky we are that we get up every morning and evening to go to shul and we daven and we learn. Ki hakol hevel ve'ein havaya boilom kiim ashreinu. Everything is nonsense. The only thing that's defined as living in this world is the ashreinu, the simcha of this world, which is the mitzvahs of this world. Dahainu simchas kedushas Yisroel, the joy that a person feels with his Yiddishkeit, with his mitzvahs. Shemeyachdin shmo yisbara b'chol yom, that we're privileged to say Hashem Echad every single day. Shezeh b'chinas simchas ha-mitzvahs, that's the joy of the mitzvahs. Ki kol mitzvahs secho emuna. Because the Pasuk says all the mitzvahs are emuna. The Zohar Kodesh says that it, Shema Yisrael, we say the first letters in the Shema, in the Chumash, the ayin is large, oversized. The word Echod, the Dalit, is oversized. The remaining letters of Shema and Echod that are regular are Shin Mem and Aleph Ches, which spell the word Esmach. Anoichi Esmach Bashem. That's the real joy of a Jew is his Shema Yisrael Hashem, his Emuna, his Mitzvahs, his Yiddishkeit. And this is why the Arizal says every single night the person is supposed to think of a different combination of Ekya, a different combination of letters of Ekya. As the Arizal writes over there, Kol ze lesakein ulavarer bechinas hechli atmurois shemizgabrem bechol pam bishkorem vechalipen utmurois shainois shehem horayonim roim vabilbulim kana. This is all to do battle against the different variety of sheker that the Yetzirah throws at a person every single day. One day it's cherry vanilla, one day it's strawberry, one day it's chocolate mint. The Yetzirah comes every single day with variety, with new products. So too the Arizal says every night of Hanukkah, the person has to be mechavein a new combination of Hashem's name. Shekulam b'china shinuyim v'chiluthim utmurois. That's why every single night we make a tikkun for this by being mechavein for a new form of this eke pomemekia. V'chol tziruf oilemes. And each one of these combinations of eke times eke is bigamatria emes. Kama shekos l'shama, as the Arizal explains over there. Ki kefi hisgabrus hashinuyim shel hatmura shelahem. Because in the same manner that the Yetzirah is coming out with new product line every single day, new stuff, new videos, new computers, new this, new, you know, all kind, new treats to destroy a person, to distract a person from what their real purpose in this world is, kein tzrichin lizgaper livroyach mehem, so too a person has to strive to escape the Yetzirah and Sitrachra, ayidei sheyam shechalatzmoy amita suemes, ayidei etzois toivo shesh bohem, shesh kamo shinuyim letoivo. The person does battle against the Yetzirah and escapes the Yetzirah by drawing upon himself the truth, which comes from the advice of the Torah, where there also, it's not the same every day. Today the advice is this, today we focus on this, one day we're fasting, one day we're eating, one day we're doing this, one day we're dancing, one day we're crying. All kinds of Eitzahs to do battle against the Eitzahara. It's not that there's one program, there's one thing you do the same thing all the time. Every day we're doing something different. By day we do things different than by night, and by, you know, etc., etc. Lefamim alidei Torah mitzvahs, sometimes through Torah and mitzvahs. Lefamim alidei tefillah, sometimes through tefillah. Lefamim alidei sicha, sometimes by talking to a friend and getting encouragement from him. Shekol ze nimshach mebchinas tzirufim shoinim shel shem ekekanal. This is what the Arizal is referring to, about every single night we think of a different combination of Hashem's name. Shehu bechinas emes, this eke pomeke, which is emes. Ki tzrichim lafoich hakoil letoivo, because a Jew has to be able to turn it all around to good. Shezeu bechinas sosim simcha yasigonal. וכפי הסגברו סועצבו של היכלי התמורויס, and in the same manner that the person experiences his, the Yetzirah trying to topple him, trying to put him into depression and trying to bring him down, kein tzrichen lafle chakoy lesos besimcha. The person has to fight to turn it all into simcha. Shezel b'chinas avoynos nishapchen l'zchuyos. This is a concept that the Gemara speaks about, that a Jew has the ability to convert his sins into mitzvahs. B'chinas b'yoyim hahu yevuka shavon Yisrael v'enenu. As the Pasuk says, there's going to come a time when they're going to be searching for the sins of the Jews and not going to be able to find it. V'alkein b'chol yoyim mamshichim tzirufim miyuchodim shel shem ekye. Shu b'chinas emes. Kefi hatikun vabiru shetzrichim avare mishinu yhatmuris kanal. And this is why Rav Nosson says, just like in the Sitra Achra, there's news every single day, so too in the Kiddusha, every single day we're using a new form of Ekya, a new coming to do battle against it. Ki ho emes hu echod, because truth is only one. Avol mitzad hamekablim yesh boi kama shinuim letoiva. However, to those on the receiving end, the truth can manifest, it can take on different forms. As Rabbein Azal explains in that chapter in the Gemara, a person would say, hold on a second, Yiddishkeit should not have variety to it, because emes is one. If I'm holding this pen in my hand, if I say this is a pen, I'm speaking the truth. If I say it's a giraffe, it's a table, it's a tree, it's a glass, and a sheker is many, emes is one. That's why Hashem is echod, and the Torah is one. So a person would say, if that's the case, then Yiddishkeit shouldn't be 613 mitzvahs and millions of, you know, Yiddishkeit should be one. The answer is true. It's true. It is all one. But it's just from our perspective, to those who are on the receiving end, the mekablim, it takes on different forms. This oneness takes on different forms. V'yalkein hadlokas ner Chanukah shehi b'chinas oyer ho'emes tzorech lechavein tziruf miyuchad. And it's for this reason that the Arizal says that these Chanukah candles, which represent Emes, right? The eight times Emes that we say over there between Shema and Shmoneh Esrei, this Emes takes on a different form every single night. Every night it's a different form of Ekya Pomim Ekya, different variety, different versions of Ekya, which equal Emes. And this is why a Jew is supposed to be thinking to draw upon himself these 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, Shehem, Kel, Rachum, Vechanun, etc., etc. Because the Torah tells us that it's by Hashem arousing his 13 qualities of kindness, that's what gives Hashem the ability to convert our sins to mitzvahs. Shehem b'chinas simcha, which is the concept of simcha. Shezeu b'chinas sosoin v'simcha yasigu v'nosu yogain v'anocha. Shezeu b'chinas hanes shel Chanukah. This is the whole concept of the miracle of Chanukah. Shehatzadikim b'goydel koicham mahapchem hakoy l'toivo. That the tzadikim, through their incredible power, have the ability to turn everything around for the good. To the point where every single Jew has the ability to draw this simcha upon himself, and that's the concept of lighting these Chanukah candles. Paragraph Lamed. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shemitzah sadlogas ner Chanukah himeyes yetzias hakechovim at shetich l'regel manashuk. Now we could understand also why the timing that the rabbis have established when to light Chanukah candles is from Tzeis HaKechavim until people are no longer walking in the marketplace. But the wording in the Gemara is until the feet are no longer in the marketplace. Ki ikar ho'atzvus shehi ikar golus hashchino nimshach mebechinas pegimas halavono. Because we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the source of all sadness, depression, sins, suffering in this world comes from, it emanates from the Pigam Halavona, when Hashem ended up making the moon smaller than the sun. Ki hama'oiroi sein bechinas simcha kanal, because we learned earlier that light is synonymous with simcha. Oir tzadikim yismach, there are many psukim that show us that simcha is light. So therefore, the sun and the moon, which Hashem created when He first turned them on, they were simcha. Ubitchila hayu shneim gedolim. Originally, they were both very large. Vayde kitrug hayoreach, and because of the fact that the moon came and complained and said, "You can't have two guys equal." Nismato, the moon became, the light of the moon became smaller. Shezeo b'chinas yehi ma'oirois choser. This is what's meant by when it says in the Chumash, yehi ma'oirois birkiya shamayim, and the word ma'oirois is missing the letter vav. The word ma'oirois is spelled as if it would be the word ma'oras. There's a pasuk ma'oras Hashem b'veis rosha. Ma'oras means a curse. Light is a blessing. Absence of light is a curse. And it's from that deficiency in the moon that depression draws its strength. Bebechinas Mashom Razal, as the Gemara, as the Zohar Kodesh says, Ma'oras Choser Do Lil. That word in the Torah, Ma'orois, when it's spelled without a vav, that symbolizes the angel Lil, Lamed Yud Tov, we don't want to say the name, which is the angel of depression, Yolola. Yolola means sadness, melancholy, blues. Shemisham kol ha-yolola vo'atzvus v'amorash choyro, she'ibchines choyshech, that's the concept of darkness. Again, a deficiency of light, a defective light, which is synonymous with choyshech, Lila, Lil, this angel Lil. And we know that every single mitzvah that every Jew does and is davening and learning, what is it all going towards? Towards fixing, correcting that deficiency in the moon, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. The main way that a Jew is zoicha to participate in fixing that deficiency is by performing mitzvahs with simcha. Because it's through the simcha of our mitzvahs that we're able to fix up the deficiency, the defectiveness of the moon, which is synonymous with atzvus, depression, ma'oras, curse. And therefore, one of the mitzvahs which the Jews do with special simcha is Kiddush Lavona, where the Shulchan Aruch says, even though you're supposed to do it mamish 7 days or 3 days after the Moed, still the custom is to wait where it's in it's possible to wait till Moitzoi Shabbos. Why? Because we Moitzoi Shabbos, the person is still dressed in his Shabbos clothes and he's so happy. He just had a whole Shabbos, a day of rest, no work, vacation, you know, everything. That's when he says Kiddush Lavana. Or when it comes to Tishrei, the month of Tishrei, the most important month of the year, we wait to do Kiddush Lavana, till after Yom Kippur. Why? Person would say, ridiculous. We would want to do it before Yom Kippur to have this extra mitzvah with us. No, because till Yom Kippur, we're not totally happy. We're still worried. Anxiety. Am I going to make it? Am I going to die? You know, is my tshuva going to be accepted? But it's only after Yom Kippur, when the Gemara says a person's supposed to walk out of shul with a feeling of relief, happiness, confidence that Hashem has accepted it. That's when we do Kiddush Levana. Same thing is with the month of Av, Tisha B'Av. We're not Mekadosh Abchadosh Levana until after Tisha B'Av, Motsoi Tisha B'Av. Why? Because how could I do it during the nine days? During the 9 days, I'm not happy. And Kiddush Levana has to be done with super simcha. Ukamashikosu b'Shulchan Aruch, as is written in the Shulchan Aruch, Shenoyagim lasois rikudin u'mecholois b'shas Kiddush Levana, that it's a custom in Klal Yisrael to dance during the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Ukamay shemazkirim beberchas hakiddush, as we say, sosim usmechim lasis ritzayin koinam, where they're happy and they rejoice to do the will of their Creator. Ki Kiddush Halavana hu tikunu milu ipkimas halavana, because the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana especially is what's helping to correct the pigam halavana, the deficiency in the moon. As we say in the prayers that we say in Kiddush Levana, lemalois pegimas halavana, that we're doing this in order to fill the deficiency in the moon. And that's why the main ingredient that a person needs at Kiddush Levana is simcha. ki ikar tikun miloi pegimas halavono hu amidei simcha kanal. Because the main thing that helps to bring about the tikun for this is simcha. V'alkein Yisroel moinen l'alavona daiko. And this is why the Jewish calendar follows the moon. Shehi b'chinas moer hakoton, which is the smaller lantern. Ki b'shevach Yisroel ne'emar ki atem hama'at mikol ha'amim. Because when Hashem praises the Jewish people, what does He say about us? That we are the smallest among all the nations. V'dorsh Razal, the Gemara says, she'atem mam'item atzmechem, that you make yourselves small. Kishani mashpir lechem toiva, when I bestow good on you, when I give you wealth and everything, what do? You still consider yourselves nothing. You don't take the credit for it. You don't say, I built this house. I bought this thing. I nothing. Hashem, everything is from Hashem. Shezeu b'chinas shevach hatzadikim agdoilim, shenikro kolechot koton. This is also the praise that we give to the great, great tzadikim, where we call them koton, small. Kemoi halavona, just like the moon. Kemoi shomrazal, as the Gemara says, that Hashem said to the moon, tzadikim yikoru al shmecho. The tzadikim will be named for you, for the moon. Yaakov hakoton, David hakoton. That this is how we refer to these great tzadikim. Ki ikar shlemus hasimcha masigim at tzadikim. Because the ones who are zecha to really, really experience and understand, appreciate total simcha are the tzadikim. Vehem mamshichim hasimcha aleinu. And they're the ones who have the ability to draw this simcha upon us. V'chol simchosim shel tzadikim ha'idei katnus v'shiflus v'anova daiko. And the greatest simcha of the tzadikim is their humbleness, how they consider themselves nothing. That doesn't get them depressed. That makes a person would say, what do you mean? That's ridiculous. Happiness is when you have a lot. A lot makes you happy. Little makes you depressed. It's not true. It's the exact opposite. The smaller, the more humble a person is, the happier that person is. The more arrogant a person is, the more angry and nasty and the more depressed that person is. If you look at the world, if you look around, you'll see that that's the reality. Mar ben echosim, mar bedaiga. The Torah testifies. There's a famous Rabbeinu Yoina, if I'm not mistaken, on Pirkei Avos, where he mentions a medrash or something like that about one of the great, great, great tzaddikim who was once on a boat, he was riding on a boat with non-Jewish sailors, you know, goyim, rishuim. This tzaddik was very poor and he had nothing, mamish, and he was sitting on the floor of the boat, you know, and one of these goyim, a real anti-Semite, a real piece of garbage, went over to this tzaddik and he cursed him and he spit on him and Rachmana Litzlani urinated on him. And the tzaddik said that when this was going on, it didn't bother him one iota, like he didn't feel one iota of anything negative about it. And it was like the happiest moment of his life, in a sense, that he was so, that he knew his nothingness so well that this couldn't bother, this couldn't irritate, it didn't irritate him in the tiniest iota. Because again, the more that I am something, the less of Hashem is with me and inside of me. The more I make myself nothing, the more I get closer to nothingness, the more there is only Hashem inside of me. I become totally, totally part of Hashem. And Hashem is simcha. Hashem is pure simcha. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'yosfu anovim b'Hashem simcha, v'evyoinei odom b'kdoish Yisrael yogilu. Look at the pasuk. What the pasuk is saying, that the anovim, the humble ones, will draw more and more joy, and the poor, the evyoinei odom, the poorest of men, b'kdoish Yisrael yogilu, will rejoice with Hashem the most. Ki ho'akum v'horishoim hakruchim achar oilam hazeh kol simchosim hirak al yidei gaiva v'gadlus. Because the non-Jews or the rishoim who are chasing after oilam hazeh, their joy is only based on arrogance. A bigger house, a bigger bank account, more. Dahainu, kishemasigim eza ashiru seikovo yidagdula, heimisnasim biatzmasechim eze. That the more they achieve wealth and power, and the more they feel bigger and they're more, you know, that makes them happier, supposedly. V'alkein be'emes ein simchosam simcha klal. And that's why their happiness is nothing really. Ki simchosam urveves tome bebchinas l'schoik omarti muhulo ulesimcha mazoise. Because their joy is always has in it the kind of joy that Koheles speaks about. It's emptiness. It's nonsense. What are you happy about? Haman was happy. It says that he was on top of the lot. 2 minutes later, he was in the sewer. He was nothing, nobody. Ki be'emes, it was an imaginary glory. He thought he was on top of the ladder. He didn't see that right around the corner, he was going to have the garbage can thrown on him by his own daughter. Ki be'emes, be'iske oilam hazeh, ein shum simcha klal. Because the reality is that within Gashmias and those things, you can't achieve any real joy from that. V'alkei nikra kol simchosam schoik haksil. And that's why their joy, the joy of the Rishon and everything, is referred to as the laughter of fools. It's idiot, lunacy. Shehi atzvus. It's depression. All you have to do is look at the reality of the world. Look at these super rock stars who are the epitome. They're bringing happiness to hundreds of thousands of fans. And then you hear that the next morning the guy OD'd. Why? Because he was taking drugs. Why was he taking drugs? Because he was depressed. How could he be depressed? I saw him dancing upside down and I saw him smash his guitar on his nose. He was having the greatest time that anybody could ever possibly have. And the guy's got $12 million. You know, he's got zero. He knows better than anybody that it's nothing. It's mamish nothing. Shehid atzvus umorash chayra, kamashikosa bezoyar, as is brought in the Zoyar Kodesh, umuva bahatoyra tzivis atzedek, and as Rabbein Zal discusses in chapter 23 in the first half of Likud Imran, ki achris simcha tuga, because the climax of their joy is sadness, depression. Ki meachar shekol simchosa hu taiva soilam hazeh, because since their joy is coming from the physical desires of this world, physical pleasures of Olam Hazeh, where he feels great and big with his wealth, bevadai ein ze simcha klal. That's no joy whatsoever. Ki ze yadu ala koil, she'ein shum odo memalei tavosei boshroi. Because this is a fact, that no person can satisfy himself completely with wealth. No person becomes satisfied at any point of those people who are chasing after physical wealth. Because the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, a person does not leave this world having achieved even half of his desire, what he wants. Those people that are chasing Gashmi's desires. The chol ma sheyesh lo yoyser, choser lo yoyser. And the more he has, the more he's lacking, the more he feels he needs so much more. He's got $1 million, he's got a feeling that if he only had $2 million more, he'd have everything he needs. When he has $10 million, the feeling is that it's only going to take another 30, 40 million, you know, to make him happy. Befrat shal piroiv mesnaheg begdulois, at sha'ata choser lo yoyser be'emes mi batchila lefi anagosayata. Rav Nosson says, especially since the reality is, if you take a look at most of these people who starts making money, so before his bills were, before his budget was $5,000 a month, $3,000 a month. Now that he started making more money, so he got a bigger car, bigger house, now his budget is $15,000 a month, $30,000, you know, to the point where his minus is much more now than it was before. Before he was only minus, you know, 1,000 shekel, but now he's minus 10,000, 20,000. V'chein b'chol hataivos. And this same rule applies to all the physical desires in this world. Nobody should be stupid and think that they're going to have enough, that if they're going to chase after food or clothes or money or bank accounts or a lot, you know, anything in the physical world, there's never going to be enough. The more you have, the more you're lacking, the more you feel dissatisfied, empty. Befrat, especially shemuchrach lomus, that in the end, all of us know that we're going to die. V'loy b'moysa yikach hakol, and we ain't taking any of that stuff with us whatsoever. V'chein kol ma sheyesh lo gedula v'kovoid yoyser הוא מסגור בעצמו עד שחוסר לו כל הכבוד ונעשו של כל העולם. הוא מסקנה בחרם שיש לו גדול הכבוד. כי ידוע כל זה. And Rav Nosson says the same thing is true about power. A person rises, he becomes chairman, he becomes this. If that's what he's looking for, if his interest in life is kavod, then there's never enough. Because once he becomes the senior officer, big deal. That company is bigger. There, the senior officer has a bigger salary. You know, I'm a big shot, big deal. I'm a senior officer here. I get, you know, this kind of bonus. The other guy gets three times as much of a bonus. So he's jealous of him. And it keeps going, you know, and what it takes to satisfy him now is much, much more than what it took to satisfy him earlier. V'yal kein al yidei gadlus v'gaiva ein shum simcha klal. Therefore, if a person is pursuing honor and get, you know, glory, physical glory in this world, there's no happiness in that. He will never achieve happiness from that. Rak shenidme shehem smechem. It just looks on the surface as if those guys are happy. You see the guy walk into the business class lounge or the first class lounge and he looks like, man, he's on top of the world. If only I could one day get to that, to have enough money to buy a first class ticket and get to sit in the first class lounge. But go into that lounge with him and you'll see him and you'll see his face. He doesn't feel like he's on top of the world. In most cases, he's nervous and angry and jealous and unfulfilled and he's got thousands more reasons to be unhappy than you, the little guy who's sitting outside with his suitcases who can't get into the first class lounge. Avol be'emes kol simchosam nefeches liyogoyim. The truth is, the reality is that their joy turns into depression. Bebechinas v'achris simcha tuga. Avol simchas hatzadikim? Whereas the joy of the true tzadikim, shehi simchas Yisroel, which is a joy of Yiddishkeit, hu alidei hakatnus daika, that joy comes from being small, from realizing, from knowing that I'm nothing, I'm nobody. Shehem ktanim beineim kol kach, they feel so small in their own eyes, shekol ma shemekabla me Hashem Yisborach, hem smechem boi, that any little bit that Hashem gives them, they're happy with. They're elated. I'm the luckiest person in the world that I have enough money to get on a plane. Imagine I can afford a plane ticket. I can go to a place. You know, I can go on vacation. I can go out to Eretz Yisrael. You know. Va'afilu kishyesh lem yisurim va'anius chas v'shalom heim smechem b'yisurim. And even when they're experiencing suffering, actual suffering, they're happy with their suffering. U'makolshken kishemashpia lahem, because they know that it's only for their good. And they know that, who knows, maybe this is erasing sins, right? You know, it's only for my good. And imagine it, when Hashem does give them something good, some shefa, they accept it with the greatest of joy, and they thank Hashem, when things are going good for them, when things aren't going so well for them. As Dovr HaMelech says in Tehillim, Bahashem Ahalel Dovr, Belaikim Ahalel Dovr. I'm able to praise Hashem when Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei, when Hashem is showing me His side of kindness, and Belokim Ahalel Dovr. I'm even able to praise Hashem when I'm receiving Elokim, when I'm receiving Din. Ve'enom Mizgoyim Lehisavois B'chol Pam Yoser. And they don't have arrogance to think that I owe it to myself to have a bigger house than I had last year, to have a better car, to have more than I had before. They don't feel any of those feelings at all. Rakhem smechim bechelkom, but rather they're very happy with what they have. Ki yoidim shegam zeh hamat hu chesed chinom eitizbora, because they know, they realize that this little bit of good that they have is also from the kindness of Hashem. V'chol simchosam hi simcha nitzchius, and their joy is an eternal joy. Shemamshich malatzmum simcha samitzvah shi simcha mitzvah hakemes lanetzah. They're able to draw upon themselves the simcha mitzvah, which is a true simcha, which is a permanent simcha. V'chol ma shem ktanim beinem yoser v'yoidim shiflusam b'yoser kama v'kama pogmu, and the more they realize how small they are and how unworthy they are, etc., etc., they use that as an inspiration and motivation
to be even happier when they're doing a mitzvah. Al she'afal pikein hu zoicha la'aseis mitzvah. How despite how low I am and how bad I am and how far... imagine, I'm zoicha, I'm privileged to be in the service, in Her Majesty's Secret Service. I'm privileged to be mamish in the service of the King of Kings. Shezel b'china sosei v'simcha yasigu v'nosu yag v'anoch hanal. U'kimavura mizel eil b'mokamachar, as was discussed elaborately earlier. V'alkein, kishenichem Hashem yizborach es halavona me'pigimosa, and therefore, the Medrash, the Gemara tells us that when Hashem wanted to console the moon over the fact that the moon was made smaller, Omar lo, Hashem said to the moon, Tzadikim yikoru al shimcha, Yaakov hakoton, Shmuel hakoton, etc. Hashem consoled it by saying, don't feel bad, the tzadikim are going to be just like you. Kiko nechamoso hi simcha, shehi tikkun pinus halvona, meaning that the nechama of the moon is this katnus, this shiflus, which leads to simcha, this yismu anochim, this yismu anovim, that the anovim rejoice. Al kein omar lo she tzadikim yikru ktanim al shmecha, shaydeze kol simchosum al yidei katnus v'shiflus. The joy of the tzadik comes from his realization of how small he is. That gives him all the more reason to be happy. Shezois ha-simcha kayemes lo netzach. That kind of joy is permanent. It's eternal. It can never be taken away from the person. Whether the market is up or down, whether it's doesn't affect it in any way. Bechinas simchas hamitzvah, shezehu ikar tikkun pinus halavona kanal. Vezeh bechinas mashenosan lahalavonas hakrechovim lohofes daitu kamashem razal. And this is why the Gemara says that Hashem said to the moon, you're right, you have less light than the sun. Okay, I'll give you additional lights to support you. I'll give you the stars. Zeh bechinas umatzdikei horabim kikoychovim lo'olam voed. Shehem hatzadikim hamatzdikim es horabim. Shehem matzdikim umizakim es horabim. Shemachnisim bohem simcho. This is a remez to the tzadikim. The stars are, the tzadikim are always compared to the stars. They're the ones who are always finding the good in Klal Yisrael and bringing them to simcha. This is the main tikkun, by being able to find the good points in every single Jew, to be able to see how every single Jew is packed with mitzvahs like a pomegranate, remember? Even in the worst Jews, as is discussed a lot in our Sforim, Shezeh b'chinas hazamar al-kabiyoidi, as is discussed in chapter 282 of the first half of Likud Imran. Shezeh b'chinas umatzdikei horabim kikoychovim. This is how the tzadikim are compared to stars. Shehem b'chinas nekudois hameirin. They're like these tiny specks of light that shine. Umesamchem lev Yisrael. They bring light and joy to the hearts of the Jewish people. Shehem mefaisim daita shel halavon al pigimosa. And they're the ones who console the moon over the fact that the moon is defective. Shehi bechinas atzvusim orashchor, which is this sadness of the moon. Ki al yidei bechinas umatzdikei horabim kikoychovim nismalei oira. Because it's through these tzadikim that shine like these stars, they're the ones who fill in the missing light of the moon. Ki heim mesamchem nefoshes Yisrael. They're the ones who bring joy to all the Jewish souls. Sheze ikar tikkun pigimos chanal. And that's the main tikkun for the pigam halavona, that the Jews should be happy, to bring joy to a Jew. Veze bechinas ma shehadlokas ner chanak, shebechinas hamshoch hasimchas hamitzvos chanal, hu meis yitzias hakoychovim, bechinas umatzdikei horabim kikoychovim, sheheim hatzadikim hamsamcha lev Yisrael, ve'en kulos hamitzvos, ad shetich l'regel min hashuk, sheze ikar atikkun anasa yidei simchas hamitzvah. Rav Nosson says, now you can understand why the Gemara says that the time for lighting Hanukkah candles is from when the stars come out. This is a remez to those tzaddikim, who are these stars who bring light and joy to the moon, and they bring light and joy to the hearts of the Jews that are down, that are sad, by reminding them of that each and every single Jew has these tiny lights inside of him. He has nekudas toivos, the mitzvahs that he's done. Until there are no more feet walking in the marketplace. This is the main tikkun that's accomplished when a Jew does a mitzvah with simcha. Shehi lahalois horaglin, which is, he elevates the feet. Remember we discussed in the beginning of this chapter of Likud Halachos that the beginning of this process of elevating all the spheroids in all the worlds is to draw the feet out of the klipois. Ragleho yordos moves. We said the malchus always falls into the ends of the klipois. And our job is to draw that kedusha that's fallen into the ends of the klipois, to draw it out of there. Shemishom ikra yenikas ha-sitrachra. That's the main place that the sitrachra draws from. Shebechinas atzvoskal. The sitrachra is sadness, depression. Kiayde simchas ha-mitzvah malin ha-malchus. Because Rabbeinu Zal showed us in that chapter on the Likutei Moran that through simchas ha-mitzvah, a person elevates the malchus out of the hands of the klipos. Ad she-ha-mitzvah hoileches lo-oirer kol ho-ilomois la-voidus Hashem Yisborach. To the point where Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likutei Moran that when a Jew does a mitzvah with simcha, that mitzvah walks, it moves, and it goes and awakens all the worlds to serve Hashem. Sheze b'chinas alias horaglin. That's this concept of elevating the feet. Shemalin horaglin mienikas hasitrachra. We elevate the feet from the basement, from the mud, from the place of the sitrachra, from the sitrachra being able to draw from them. Ad sheyelchu b'chol hoylamos, to the point where those feet move. They move on to go to all the different worlds, la'oiram la'Hashem Yisborach, and to inspire them to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas ad shetichle regel min hashuk, shehu mokoim achizas hachitzonim. The marketplace, the shuk, is referred to as the place of the non-Jews, the place of the sitrachra, the streets. That term, the streets, like la'halo yisraglo mishom, to elevate the feet from there, to get the feet out of the shuk, al yedei hadlokas ner Chanukah, through our mitzvah of lighting these Chanukah candles, shehi bechinas simchas hamitzvah. The Chanukah candles, we explained, symbolize the simchas hamitzvah, shezoichin al yedei matzdike horabim kikochavim, which a Jew is zoichet at through the tzaddikim, through the stars, through being able to find the nekudas toivos. Baruch Hashem.